It is the Morning Crew in the Mighty 790 and 104.7 KFGO. Good morning, Jeff Carney. How are you?
Great. Good morning.
Hey, Jeff, we're going to get to some of the recycling electronics and security issues that you may have with that. But one of the things that we always appreciate is when there's a data breach at AT&T or when there's a system that's down, you give us the insight. So what's some of the latest news from your world?
We just heard like this thing about Linux.
Yeah. So the internet just dodged a bullet. Like this was big. Like, so Linux is the most secure operating system that we have. It runs like, I don't know the percentage, but a majority of the back end of the internet. Like it's all the servers. And it's just known as a secure thing. Windows is known as unsecure, sort of. And they just found a major, major, like every single distribution of Linux had a backdoor that allowed remote code execution and remote access.
Mm-hmm.
And it was not a security vulnerability in the software. It was a security vulnerability in the supply chain. A person was tricked. And a bad actor got in with good people and for years pretended to be a good person. Well, it was like a double agent kind of deal. So really interesting. Like, look it up. It's like a story out of a movie almost. So
one of the things, the take home though, for the everyday computer user, is this an action item? Is this something that they need to be concerned about?
If you're running any kind of Linux, you just need to update it.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, most of the people aren't. This isn't effect. That's why we're not going to go too deep, because this is like a back-end server thing. Most end users don't have a Linux machine. But for those of us who do, update it.
Yeah, okay. It gives us a taste of what's going on in the back alleys of the internet world,
yeah,
right?
It's crazy, yeah.
Okay, we're in the spring cleaning, and one of the issues that we wanted to ask you about is when people are looking to, whether it's donate their cell phone or recycle their laptops or take them to a place that can dispose of them, what's your insight and your thoughts on that?
Yeah, that's a great question. So I've ran into that problem myself, and I found a great solution. I'm going to share it with you guys. So as you know, you can't just go and throw away a monitor or computer because it's electronic waste, and they really frown on that.
Well, and I feel like there's a lot of towns that have a recycling program for some of that.
Morehead does, but you only can go like Wednesdays, Thursdays between the full moon and the, you know, the the lunar eclipse. So it's just hard to make a time. So what? And again, the question is, okay, I'm gonna bring in all my pictures, my passwords, all my documents. How do I secure that? Because people know that even if you delete a file, like put it in your recycle bin, somebody could still get that file back, and that's a concern. We don't want.
Even if you empty the recycle or the trash, you still can find that info.
That information is still on the hard drive until it's been written back over. It's still accessible. And so there are a few ways before recycling that you can do software. We did go into detail on the blog. So kfgo.darkhorseit.com. I need speaking lessons this morning. And so I go into steps, but I'm going to just kind of gloss over. So it depends on if you have an Android, an iPhone, a Windows, or whatever, a Mac. The steps for each one of those on the website. But essentially, you're going to want to go to the factory reset. And in that, it'll ask, like, you want to, like, clear the data, like, destroy it. Like, it'll tell you it's going to take longer. That's the step we want. So it's actually going to write over the data instead of just deleting the reference to the location where it is on your computer, which is what happens when we put it in the recycle bin.
Okay.
We want to, like, completely write zeros or ones right over the top of that. So
you do that on your computer. You go to where then?
It's in your settings. It's in the blog because there's each different device.
Sure.
But
okay.
Like it's usually the factory reset.
Factory reset.
On the iPhone is factory reset. On the Windows, if you type reset, it'll bring up the thing. And it's similar on the Mac. But what I wanted to say is, like, one of the things we do at Dark Horse is we partner with Epic Tech Recycling here in Fargo.
Okay.
And that's their mission. It's like, you know, stopping the waste of electronics. And they also are security conscious and aware, which is why I love them. That's why I work with them.
Sure.
But they also recycle and sell used computer parts, and we can help you get those. We're like the middleman.
Okay.
And so we help you with that. But the cool thing is if you wanted to donate a computer, you didn't have all the time, or you don't even know how to like log into your, because it's been in your closet for 4 years. I can help you take that hard drive out.
Okay.
And you can keep that with your other 12 ones in the closet, if you wanted. Or you can actually destroy the hard drive. I know it sounds kind of weird, but like slam it on the ground, stomp on it, you know.
Okay. And that was my question that, because we've got my son's computer's in the basement from college.
Yeah.
It's been there taking up space, and we can donate the computer, obviously, but that hard drive, what do you do with that?
Yeah. So if you want pictures and stuff off it from his college years, you know, all those dorm parties and stuff,
right.
You want to pull those off, you can bring them to Dark Horse and we can help you get those off. and give you the hard drive back. You can keep it as a form of backup or destroy it and then recycle it, because there are parts and metals and things on the hard drive that are recyclable, but we don't want to recycle our personal data, if that makes sense. So
exactly.
And that's the big concern. That's why probably we all hold on to these, because we're like, you know, I want to donate this phone, but like, I'm not sure what's on here or if, you know, if my information is going to be able to be retrieved.
Especially if it's an older phone.
Yeah.
Like I said, I, for some reason, think that very first iPhone I bought is going to be worth something someday. I know it's not, but there may be something on there, but I don't know how to get back into it.
Yeah, yeah, that's exactly it. So if you can't get it back in, then the best thing really is to destroy it and then recycle it. And we can help you do that. Sometimes it's just destroying the place where you plug it in. You're not able to plug it into a device.
Can I drop it into a bucket of water?
That'll definitely destroy it, unless it's the newer ones, because they're water resistant. But the older ones, for sure.
They'll
don't try
like
that with the new ones. Like, you think you're gonna think you're cleaned it, but it's actually water resistant. So
okay, so once again, we're talking to Jeff Carney from Dark Horse IT and Reliable Wi-Fi. So this is just, I guess, every week when you come in here, I'm really surprised at all of the features and everything that you guys have for customers. Such as this, if somebody's got a computer sitting in their basement and they want to get rid of it, you'll come and get it.
Yeah, absolutely. So just give us a call. We'd like to help. We want to help the environment and the security of the community. So, you know, we love Fargo-Moorhead. And one thing, if I could remind everybody, I know we like trust everyone and we leave our doors unlocked and our keys in the thing. Let's not do that with our homes, cars, or our IT security. If we could just... We could still be that Minnesota nice, North Dakota nice, and still be friendly and loving like we are as a community, but still lock our doors, I'm just saying.
Absolutely. You know, with all these security issues, too, I mean, you're in it. You know it. You see it every day. Is there anything that ever surprises you, or are you like, oh, my, here we go again?
It surprises me is that how little people are willing to do the preventative things, and it always is after it's a problem, and it's always exponentially more time, more money. So it still surprises me. Like, it shocks me.
Okay. Okay. Were you shocked when you heard about this Linux thing?
Absolutely. I mean, it is just like, it is, it's like I turn on the news and whether it be, you know, mainstream or tech news, I'm not like, I'm waiting for the next crazy thing. Because it's like, I'm almost like primed up. And I want to just prime this up. We're going to do another giveaway next week. So,
we are. Yeah. Okay. That sounds wonderful.
Microsoft 365 protection. So back up your whole Microsoft account, your emails, your OneDrive, your SharePoint. We're going to give you a year of that here. Next show, we're going to give it away. So
very nice.
Next Thursday.
Okay. So once again, where can we find this blog to learn more about all of this?
KFGO.darkhorseit.com. That's going to bring you straight to the blog.
All right. Thanks for coming
in
again, Jeff.
Thanks for having me, Robbie. It's lots of fun.
Jeff Carney with Dark Horse IT.